السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. There is a true story. It happened some time ago when a daughter, young lady, Mary, she has a problem with her husband. She complained about his bad manner and he's not nice to her. Her mom tell her, what do you want? She said, I want my husband to be good to me. She said, okay, I know some people do voodoo, black magic. I will talk to them. And the answer came, I need one hair from your husband's head and one hair from a lion head. And the condition, you have to pull the hair from the lion and the lion has to be free. When we mix the two hair, we can do the black magic for your husband. The daughter, she said to her mom, is any another way? She said, this is what you asked me to do. The girl, she really want her husband to have a good manner. She went to research until she find a way she can come closer to the lion without the lion do anything. How? She has to go to feed the lion daily. And little by little, she get closer. Little by little, she get closer. But she has to be patient. Month after month, she do that. And little by little, the lion become very friendly. And now she get closer. To the point, the lion sitting next to her, no problem at all. And after that, she pulled the hair. And the lion didn't do anything. She went to her mom. She said, my mom, I get the two hair. She said, the mom to her, how you get the hair? She said, I was good to the lion for many, many months. She said, did you behave any non- like bad behavior or screaming or shouting or argue with the lion during this 2 or 3 months? She said, no way. I was very quiet, very peaceful, very sweet. I get the lion everything he want, and I get closer quietly, very patiently. The mother asked her, what do you think? If you was able to make the lion closer to you, peaceful with you, you cannot do that with your husband. And after that, the daughter complained, but you tell me you're going to do some black magic. She said, my daughter, you have the black magic. You have it in your hand. What you was able to do with the lion in a few months, you cannot do it with your husband. You can. And she tell her, you have to have a good manner for him to have a good manner with you. Oh, my daughter, be kind and be compassionate to him. He will be your husband, your lover, your son, your boy, everything. He will be everything for you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we always want somebody to have a good manner to me. How often I have good manner with people and for how long? The girl, she said, she cannot disturb the lion for 2 or 3 months. How often we try to be good and we snap? Can you snap to the lion? And which one is more? Snap to a lion and he can crush you or kill you or eat you alive? Or snap over your husband and he get angry at you and he cry to Allah and he get upset and the angel curse you? When you look at manner and beautiful manner is the crown and the highest level you can get closer to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yawm al-qiyamah. May Allah decorate us with a manner, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us capture our evil of ourselves, and be patient and compassion with whom we love for sabilillah, for goodness sake, inshallah. I hope this message reaches you and you do not have to do what this lady did. But let's do it with each other instead of the line. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.